dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Kohl. Kohl Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Kohl Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Kohl Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Kohl. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Kohl Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Kohl at 279-8919 or find us at kohlplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Kohl.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather lately, and that's going to continue for just a little while longer. For tonight, I think we'll be mostly cloudy, but dry and milder. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, still dry, high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Rain chances not zero, but only about 10%. And then on Monday, we'll be in the mid-80s. There's a risk of a shower during the day, but scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures well up in the 80s. An active weather week ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're going to play one more little short segment of this and then get back into the regularness, I guess you could call it. So hang with us.
The old idea is that in any war, we have a war for truth. God has been segregated out of society, actually denigrated out. Jesus is the most forbidden name, not in just the world of the occult, but in the pulpits of America, because they want to be inclusive. Well, the only place I know that's totally inclusive is hell. The place that's incredibly difficult and has the, let's say this, most stringent requirements for entrance are heaven. And somebody once said, isn't it interesting? There's a highway to hell, but only a stairway to heaven. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, so while the New York Times is blaming Christians, not all Christians, not the liberal ones, of course, not the progressive ones, not those who are also going to line up as part of the false prophets religious order to persecute true believers on the earth in the future, not those, but the conservative Christians, the people like us, preachers of truth, prophets of truth. But while they're doing that, it's interesting that even a lot of liberals are turning around, and they're not blaming Christians. They're blaming Obama. They're blaming Biden. They're blaming Pelosi. They're blaming Ocasio-Cortez. And by the way, you guys know that you can't spell chaos without AOC. They're blaming them and the Dem Socialist Party for their open borders policies, for their globalism policies that have dominated, American politics and jurisprudence for the last couple of decades. They're blaming them for this coronavirus, COVID-19, communist, invisible invasion of the United States because of their crazy... the open border policy, last month alone, more than 150,000 illegal immigrants were held at the border that were coming into the United States from countries where coronavirus is completely out of hand. So,
okay, I think that's enough of that. Postman, you want to give me your thoughts on everything we just heard, or give me a summary of what they're trying to tell us here?
Well,
particularly about the collective causing something that's happening, or entities, or whatever.
Yes, those are... what he was talking about was the entity that actually is on the top rung of the demonic stronghold in a certain city, a certain state, a certain country, or say Washington D.C. for instance, capital of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? There are probably three or four of those entities that are, or it could be a horde, living there, because sure. Colonel Robert McGinnis. he had access, to some of the finest night vision, that you can spend money on, and he actually has pictures of entities in Washington D.C. They're just phased out of our three dimensional reality, and for some reason or another, night vision, which actually reads the energy signature, can pick them up.
Tell me about it.
So, what he was talking about was a non-human entity that was, and these things are demonic. They actually set up over a certain city. They actually set up a stronghold there, and they actually trick the people into empowering them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And they live off, you heard what he said, they live off of human sacrifices. And that's
abortion,
been going on.
Abortion, maybe?
Yes. That's been going on for thousands of years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even Israel was doing it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and until Gideon, came along and wiped and just tore down all the altars to Baal.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much put a stop to it. But the thing was, And the people actually engender these actual entities. The things that they do, the way they treat it, it would even pick up a male or female gender just from that, from the way they worship it and the way they treat it.
Wow.
And it would accept it.
Yeah, see, that's I don't really understand all that, but not that I don't believe it. I just don't really understand it.
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, to tell you the truth. And I know what you're talking about when you say you don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand how we brought something. I just don't. I don't get that.
Yeah, we did it not knowing. We were tricked into it.
Okay.
For instance, this might rub somebody the wrong way, but I'm gonna say it. Take for instance, What kind of spirit do you think is over Montgomery?
A demonic spirit.
What type?
I don't know what you mean by type.
All right. Being that it's in the South, being the history of Montgomery, what they used to do right there at the water fountain.
Yeah, slavery.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know there were specific spirits for specific.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
There is.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yep.
Wow.
That's for sure.
That doesn't surprise me because there's some terrible things that happened in downtown Montgomery.
Yeah, and I mean, give us
lots
some thought.
Lots of anguish, and they feed off that anguish.
Yeah.
That would be attractive to them.
And give us some thought. The actual order for the Civil War actually came from 2 Dexter in Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. The White House.
To fire on Fort Sumter. No. Down about a water fountain. But 2 Dexter is. That was the office. And there is an Italian-American French major was the one that sent the message to Fort Sumter.
Wow.
By the name of Beauregard. He was the one that sent it.
The French. God, you got to love the French.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was April the 4th.
Really?
Yeah, it was on April the 4th. I think it was 1862 that the message was sent.
Doesn't surprise me at all. No, nothing surprise. I got to tell you, nothing surprises me anymore. Should we take a call?
Yeah, we might as well.
Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey there, Terry.
Hey.
Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey. So, yeah, man, I'm feeling kind of passionate tonight, man.
Good.
Yeah. Just figured I'd call in and talk about a few things that are on my mind, you know?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So, I've been doing some reading on that old Ophiuchus constellation I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they say is this huge explosion happened a long time ago at this thing, and it's got a big black hole at the center with a cavity around it. And that the Greeks used to, the Romans used to look at the planets, and they called the planets gods. That was their god hierarchy.
Right.
That's, Jupiter, Venus.
That's right.
Yeah, that was their whole divinity scale. There was the planets and the constellations and stuff, and a lot of cultures were like that.
Right.
And sort of that got veiled after a certain period of time, and then the artists, in the Renaissance started kind of covering that stuff up.
Right.
That's just how I see it, just do your own research on it, and I hope most people do. Don't take what I say as just absolute truth. This is just what I see.
Sure.
But as far as that constellation goes, what they call the Ophiuchus constellation, the Greeks knew it as a serpent bearer.
Exactly.
It was a guy holding a snake, and he was a snake bearer. They say he was, I guess they say he was Apollo. Now, I don't know how true that is. When I do my reading on it, it says that it was Apollo's son, this and that, but I'm not ancient Greek, I don't know how that story intertwines and stuff.
Right.
So I don't know exactly how to relate that, but I do know it's pretty interesting.
Extremely interesting.
Did you read
about the gate?
The gate?
Yeah.
What gate are we talking about?
The gate where the entities come through near the constellation of Ophiuchus. If you look at it close enough, you'll find that it's near the Centaur constellation.
Yeah, they say that it's opposite of Orion, right? And it's most viewable in the summer months.
It's only in the and opposite in the positive field. Actually, Ophiuchus is in the negative field.
Okay.
It's below the celestial equator.
Yeah, like I said, I do some light reading on that. I don't go too in-depth on it. Once I hear key terms, I start to relay. I'm like, okay, that's an eye-opener. Let me think about that for a while, Right. Let me talk to people about that. And then now what you said, I'm going to take that and start thinking about that, you know?
Okay.
I don't, you know, my impulse to believe anything since I was a kid is very reluctant because...
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, I wasn't a big truster of people. When I was a kid, my friends kind of abandoned me out in the woods. And, you know, my dog didn't, you know, there so you I go. Knew... From a young age, that the animals were much different than people were.
There you go. Well said.
Yeah, I'm serious. You know, my dog will die by my side.
That's right.
And he will not lie to me. And he, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
And that's where that passion comes from, man. It's like things are getting. I told a friend of mine. I said, you know, we're coming up on a time where humans are gonna split two different ways. You're gonna have the people that still want to do human things and the people that are going to go the other way, you know?
Yep.
And so what my advice to people is stay human, you know?
Amen.
Don't stop shaking people's hands. Don't stop hugging people. That's wrong. We're human beings. That's human nature.
That's right.
And if you think that it's not a cure to give someone a hug or a kiss or anything like that, that brings life into this world when you have love with another person. You know that?
Absolutely.
That's a miracle.
Yep.
And so to go against that's to go against who?
God.
To go against the Creator.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So stay human. That's a big advice I give. Now, another thing I'll say is you have an immune system. So whether you believe this virus is real or caused by 5G or being amped by 5G or whatever, you can beat both those things with your immune system. You have a field of energy around your body. God created us he knew all this was coming.
Exactly.
So, and you have metals that flow through your body, and if you provide your body with the right things, it will work correctly. It will work as intended.
Well said.
So, you know, your body, I try to tell Jason this, you know, I hope he's out there telling people the good news, you know. Your body is a temple.
That's right.
It is a community, and it's a garden. It's all these things. It can be related however you want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you bring in there, God will use it and live in you and through you. You're a conduit, you know?
There you go. That's the perfect word.
Yeah.
Conduit. Perfect.
You're a conduit, and it can go both ways. It can go both ways.
Amen.
It can be a conduit for creative things or destructive things, like a... You know, a gun can do, it can save your life or it can take a life.
Absolutely correct.
And so you need probably people, and I'm not going to say you need to do this, you probably want to make your own food.
Yep.
If you haven't already started doing that, you may want to at this point stop eating anything frozen or in a bag.
That's right. Anything processed.
Yeah, anything processed, you want to stay away from that and balance it out. Your body wants, you know, omega-3s. It wants zinc. It wants, you know, potassium. It wants the nutrients. That's it, nutrients.
There you go.
And I'm not saying go take vitamins, because your body's not made to just eat a vitamin. It'll process that, and it'll pee most of that out.
Exactly.
Before it can actually absorb it. You need to eat your vitamins.
There you go.
So you need some leafy greens. You need carrots. You need onions. You know, things that have abundant vitamins in it that your body's programmed by the Creator to naturally disperse the right way.
Perfectly stated.
In other words, you need it in mass.
Yeah. And you know, I know things are getting weird now. You can't just go and get a lot of fresh things. People are buying a lot of that up.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, if you're buying canned foods, dump out the water that's in them, rinse them, and, you know, add some herbs to that stuff. If you're going to eat out of a can, you need to go ahead and rinse that stuff off. And the problem with canned foods is once you've canned it, all the nutrients in there go into the water of it, and you just dump it out anyway. So it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So I'd say stay away from those, too. You may grow your own food. Eat from your own backyard. That's the land you're living on and provided by the Creator, you know?
There you go.
That'll like help it. You, too.
I like it.
Yes, I mean, it's the truth. And the thing is, people... You want to, this month especially, keep your eyes on the sky. These people back in the 1950s got wind of something, They know, they knew, they said, okay, we've got about 50, 60 years before this thing's coming. Here's the things we can do. So, you know, this thing has been going on a long time. They've been preparing for this. Mm-hmm. And so when an event like what's coming, you know, an astronomical event that will make people, that will change people, because radiation will mutate your DNA.
Correct.
For good or bad purposes. It's like a judgment call, you know, what you've been living their whole life. So some people might be given some God-given superpowers and being able to fly to the wilderness or whatever's going to happen, sure. You know? And so it's easier to control maybe 1 billion people than it is to control 9 or 10 or 12 billion people.
Right.
When this thing pops off. So now it's kind of like, okay, we need to call the herd. You know, we need to
sort of narrow it.
Yeah, exactly. Narrow it down. Or we need to find out who's going to be with us when this thing happens.
Or who's against us, yep.
Or who's, yeah, we need to flag them, put color codes on them, you know.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah, and people, we've been talking about this for a long time, man. Uh-huh. I think a lot of people started waking up back in 08.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's when it really tightened down, man. That's, you know, that was a big, big tightening down when Obama came into office. Things started getting really weird, with especially in the sky.
Yep.
Keep your eyes to the sky. There's definitely some things incoming. I've been seeing some strange stuff up there. And I know that what God tells me is Christ is not coming back the same way he did before.
Exactly.
Okay, he came before very peacefully.
He's coming back as a lion,
my
brother.
He's coming back with fire in his eyes.
You better believe it.
Yeah, there ain't no ifs, ands, and buts. There ain't no, oh, oops, I'm sorry. No, it's not going to be like that. We have time right now. You got your time. But when it pops off, it's go time. He ain't playing no more.
There you go.
And it shows you, you know, when the truth came peacefully, people killed it off.
That's right.
And when the truth comes back with a vengeance, there ain't no killing that, man. The truth will destroy you, you know, if you're not with it.
Well
and
said.
If you're with it, guess what? You're part of that. You're going to be part of the destructive force.
I can't wait.
You know, that mutated force. Yeah. And so, you know, just like I said, man, prepare your kingdom that you live in, that you were provided. Stay human. Stay human. Don't give up on that. Do not follow what, and I'm not saying don't go do illegal. Don't go burn down 5G towers, you know. Don't go, and these things are staged anyway, probably. The guy that crashed the train, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These things are probably just set up to make people that are going to be telling the truth seem crazy.
Yeah.
Which has been, they've been doing that for a while anyway.
Yes, they have.
But stay human, you know?
Well said.
And if people are scared of you, let them be scared, but, you know, talk the truth, you know, and then know that this is a delusion, you know, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, you know?
Yep.
You read the word, it's all in there, man.
Exactly right, Matthew.
All right, I'll let you go, man. Y'all,
thanks, buddy.
Y'all stay up, okay?
Take
all
care.
Right? Mm-hmm.
See
Bye-bye.
You. All right, hold on, caller. We got to hit this break. I'm a break behind, and I didn't want to do that. I wanted to listen to Matthew.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to the program. And Crawdad, or it may be Boris, I'm not sure, is on the line. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Is this Crawdad or Boris?
This is Boris.
Oh, hello, Boris. How are you today?
If they get stupid Crawdad, he's making supper.
Oh, okay.
Crawdad, you idiot, come to phone. Hello?
Crawdad.
Hey, man.
How you doing, man?
I have been cogitating on something pretty much all day.
What is
it? A concern about the Meals on Wheels program administered through MCOA.
Okay.
They serve about 5,000 people over five counties.
Wow.
And Meals on Wheels has been put on hold, of course. And I'm just wondering, there's a lot of people, senior citizens, shut-ins, and that was a lifeline connecting to other members of the community for socialization, but also meals.
Yeah, people have to eat.
Yeah, taking them food. So anybody that's listening, please talk to somebody at church tomorrow and say, hey, are we doing anything to help Meals on Wheels? Because right now there are no Meals on Wheels doing anything, going anywhere, taking anybody any food.
That's terrible.
And I'm very bothered by that.
You should be. We all should be.
We got to do something. Those people are at extreme high risk because of their sensitivity and their age, but we just can't let them down.
I agree.
And we got to figure out something. I mean, if it's a matter of taking them, you know, some frozen TV dinners like some Swanson's and Michelina's and whatever, just buy them at the store. Put them in a box, take them to the house, knock on the door, and say, here, you know.
Yeah.
We got to figure out something. There's a lot of people depending on that program.
What you figure out what we can do, and I'm in.
I'm working on it. I mean, there's directors. You know, there's a lot of people, and I haven't reached out to try to contact any of those directors yet because it just started getting all under my skin today.
Right.
But on Monday, I got Veterans Association. I got to do something with them, just one thing. And then after that, I'm going to put my head to this.
Well,
because the churches, that's what we're there for.
I know. If there's anything I can do, let me know. I will do it.
I will.
Okay.
I will, Jerry. And I think really what it comes down to is we go, we buy the food, we put it in a box, we know who to take it to, and we take it to them.
Exactly.
And if they're scared about contact, I can put the box down on the door, on the floor, ring the doorbell, and go away.
Absolutely correct.
We'll figure it out.
You just let me know what you need.
I haven't heard anything in the media.
I know it. It's a good point.
That's 5,000-something people. There's a waiting list to get on it as a recipient for Meals on Wheels, and they're not even doing it.
That's crazy, man.
Just because that goes away doesn't mean the problem goes away.
Exactly. People are still hungry.
You know, what if that were my mother?
Oh,
you know?
Man. I know.
So, the name Mary Lou Goodell. 92 years old. Take a look at this name from 3 years ago. She was killed in her home. She was a very active member with MCOA. Yeah. And anything that I do will be in her honor.
Wow. I'm touched. I love it. You're a good man, Crawdad.
Hey, man, I'm not a good man. I'm just trying not to be a bad one.
Hey, I hear you. Well said. Thank you, Boris.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Hold on, caller. Got to hit a big break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Mike Benson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit AdamsDrugs.net.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather lately, and that's going to continue for just a little while longer. For tonight, I think we'll be mostly cloudy, but dry and milder. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, still dry, high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Rain chances not zero, but only about 10%. And then on Monday, we'll be in the mid-80s. There's a risk of a shower during the day, but scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures well up in the 80s. An active weather week ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You know, Lynn and I received a letter in the mail from the old church that we were once really, really plugged into. Now, I've told part of this story on air about what happened while we're no longer plugged in, but not all of the details. It was a situation where I, once again, was very naive, because I thought bad people weren't in the church, but they are. And some are in very lofty positions within the church, but you know that? But you know what? You know, the letter we received was to inform us that the pastor there had resigned, and that's not good. This is the new pastor. I'm telling you this because only a handful of people from that church really know what happened and why we left, and because there's a chance that the postman and I may never grace these airwaves again. We don't know what's going to happen, so I want to set the record straight. This church is one of those formerly large but now a medium-sized church that once grew from a small one, like from a rented basement, with a very dynamic pastor, a church that exploded in growth to the point that someone that had some land gave it to them, so they got the money together with all the people that were coming. They built a big building. They even expanded a couple of times to take care of the overflow of all the parishioners. The church became a huge church, a behemoth. It grew and grew and grew and grew, but the problem was the pastor's faith didn't. Suddenly, the tone of the sermons changed from one of hope in Christ to one of predetermination, guilt, and being eternally lost, and it got so dark that the team that the church had assembled back in the crazy growth phase, they had put this team together to handle the various issues of having too little building and too many people, they were called upon to intervene. So they had a meeting with the pastor, and the pastor admitted that he no longer believed what he had once believed. You know, that belief that had resonated within the Tri-County and had been the clarion call to Christians looking for a church home. So as it turned out, he now believed in Calvinism, predestination, if you will. And I do too. Because the Bible tells us your name's written in the book of life before you're even born. But we don't have the ability to know whether our name is written or not. So we have to keep going like we're going, doing the best we can. So predestination has nothing to do with us, but a lot of preachers believe it does. Anyway, this meeting resulted in his resignation, forced or unforced. It really doesn't matter. He left. So the big new building with its state-of-the-art sound system, light systems, new additions, including classrooms and such, suddenly did not have a dynamic preacher. Now, while the church, this church, the one that the dynamic one built, languished with lost attendance despite guest preachers filling in on Sundays, the preacher who had created this mess simply went up the road a few miles and started a new church. And as I understand it, it's rapidly growing just like the original one he started did. My guess that it won't be long before they'll be looking for a bigger venue, and you never know, they may be able to buy the one he started, grew, deceived, and then left at a bargain price. I don't know. The problem with pastors and preachers that tend to be dynamic like this is that they tend to have larger issues that put them at risk for temptation by the dark side. It's kind of like the race car mantra of the closer you get to death, the more alive you feel, if that makes sense. See, Satan doesn't waste his time with the boring ones. He knows who has the goods and who doesn't. But as it happens, I have something of a connection to this whole snafu, because back in 09, when I decided that I no longer wanted to be the person I had become, I did a detox program to get off opiates. After 3 weeks of pure hell, I began to awaken from my self-induced coma, and when the little short mean woman and I attended services, this dynamic preacher who was still there at the time, he looked at me and knew something was different. One thing led to another, and we met for lunch one day. He said, "What do you know about Celebrate Recovery?" And I said, "Not much, but I'll learn." So I hit a few meetings, I ordered the leadership packets, and we met once again for lunch. I explained what I found out, and he said he wanted to start a CR program at the church and that he wanted me to head it up. Well, I explained that although I had just come through this rapid detox procedure, I was still on a tapering dosage of pharmaceuticals to help ease me off all the stuff I had been taking. He said that doesn't matter, and he was happy to hear. I was happy to hear that because I didn't think it mattered either, but I remember us discussing CR versus AA. He didn't like AAs. He said it encouraged addicts to foster false beliefs, like a doorknob can be worthy of being worshipped. I tried to explain the best I could about the aim of AA, which is the ultimate goal is the reconnection of the person to his or her creator. Still, he favored Celebrate Recovery, which he intended for me to run. So I assembled my team of two women and two men as per the program instructions, because it's, men on one side and women on the other. They can't both be in the same. We started planning. Well, on one of our normal meeting nights, I had to return to Florida to see the doctor that had overseen my hospital admission when I did the detox, so I told the team I wouldn't be there. And one of the women afterwards pulled me aside and expressed a disbelief that I, the leader of our new Celebrate Recovery, would be taking pain medication. She even said, how do you think, and fill in dynamic preacher's name here, would feel about it? So I told her. He already knows. I told him, which I had told him at that second meeting we had. Well, to make a long and quite probably boring story somewhat shorter, the pastor denied that I had told him that, said he didn't know. So she became appointed leader of the CR program at church. The pastor lied about me, so I quit. That's why I don't go to that church anymore. It's been well over a decade, and I've never publicly told that story as to why I left, and now you know if it matters. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Go to all the people I knew at the church and say, your pastor's a liar? Our pastor's a liar? I wasn't going to do that. I can't do that. I pray that the church finds a new pastor that is part dynamic and part textual, one that can preach and teach the awesome and inspiring word of Almighty God. Okay, we have calls. Caller, you're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Oh, good, Frank. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Frank.
Man, what a powerful message. Holy cow. Jeez.
Yeah, that's just why I'm not plugged in at the church anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather listen to that.
Well, go ahead.
That was incredible. Wow.
Thank you.
You know, what a powerful story. Hey, you need to take a break, get caught back up. I got a couple things to cover if I could.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? We'll hit it early, and that way you'll have the whole 15, 16, 17 minutes. Cool.
Okay.
Hold on for me. I hope I just put him on hold. We'll find out. All right, we're going to hit a break.
No, he's all right.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. And you there, Frank?
I am.
It's yours.
Yeah, thank you.
It's yours, my friend.
Okay. Hey, you know, a couple of things. First off, I know we've talked about this, and I talked about it both you and Postman, but I debated long and hard about if I should talk about the second part, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because, like, this may be my last phone call. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, ours too. This may be the last time you ever hear us on the radio.
Yeah, but an update, first off, on kind of what's going on in Israel. And if you understand it at all, the Enoch's prophecy of 70 shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And the 70 shepherds now, Benjamin Netanyahu, he just agreed under an emergency bill to serve 6 more months as prime minister, and then he's going to pass it on to Benny Gantz, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if, not if, but when Enoch is correct, then we've got somewhere in the next, whatever the timeline is. But it's good. Point is, it's getting really close.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait a minute.
I wanted to talk about.
I'm sorry, Frank. Now, what'd you say? Now, he took it for how long? 6 months?
Yeah, he took a 6 month. He's got a 6 month, because he was under indictment, okay,
yeah,
for a couple of different things. But he decided to go. They've had 3 different elections, and it's a really, you know, messed up legal type of deal. And he says, I'm going to go ahead, and they agreed. Benny Gantz and him agreed that he will take it for 6 more months, and then after that, he's going to serve another capacity for 18 months. Bottom line, he's out after 6 months as Prime Minister of Israel.
And
okay?
he's the seventh shepherd, right?
He is.
Wow.
And that's the huge news that nobody's talking about. Okay?
That's 6 months. That's 6 months could easily turn into years. Especially
it is.
Wow.
What I wanted to talk about tonight are 2 things real quick. The first is called, and it's just, it's extremely powerful, the staff of God. And I'm going to start off with Enoch in chapter 48. It says, I went to the place and I saw a fountain of righteousness, which is inexhaustible, and around them were many fountains. And all of the thirsty drank of the many fountains were filled with the wisdom of man. And at that hour, the Son of Man was named in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, as his name before the head of days. This is in Enoch, where he proclaimed Jesus Christ, okay, as the Son of Man in front of God. And he shall be the staff of righteousness to stay their selves, and we shall not fall. There's 2 keys to this. Number one, the term staff of righteousness, and then the Lord of Spirits. And I've been watching this last couple of, you know, like everybody else has, Netflix and so forth. And I've watched, you know, John and Mark. I haven't watched Matthew. I'm a bit nervous to watch Matthew right now. I'll explain why later. But
yeah.
In John 4:22-24, it says, but the hour is coming, and it is now here, that the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, and the Father is seeking such people to worship in him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in the spirit and the truth. That those terms, spirit and truth,
mm-hmm,
are throughout John, Matthew, and Mark. Okay?
Right.
And that's one of the keys. But the staff, when I started doing some homework and studying on the staff of God, it blew me away. Okay? Besides the fact that both patriarch Joseph and Moses were held as princes of Egypt, another little-known connection that exists between the two, the staff of Yahweh or the staff of God. If you go to, the staff served as a physical manifestation of God's power. And if you go to Jasher, and like I said, I told you I was going to quote Enoch, Jasher,
right,
and several times in the Bible. Jasher 77:43-48, and when God had driven Adam from the Garden of Eden, he took a stick, dashed staff. Okay, in other words, it's a stick or a staff, but they, in the book of Jasher, it says called a stick, in his hand, and went down and tilled the ground. And the staff came down to Noah and is given to Shem and his descendants until the hand of Abraham the Hebrew. And when Abraham had given it to his son Isaac, given all to his son Isaac, he also gave him the staff. When Jacob had fled Paramedium, he took it into his hand. And he went down to Egypt and took into the hand and gave to Joseph one portion above the brethren, for Jacob is taken by force. Jacob's taken it by force. Okay, that's in Jasher 77. Now, it's interesting. You mentioned that, Terry, in a couple of different, topics.
Right.
That Jacob and Esau fought. But one of the reasons they fought was to acquire Joseph's stick or Joseph's staff, which was passed down. But Jacob was now the ruler and patriarch over God's people, and he was heir to God's covenant. But it gets really interesting, and I'm going to read the whole deal. I know you're short on time, but Moses takes the rod from God, the rod of God. Now it's called the rod of God from Rimmel's garden, okay? And Rimmel commanded Moses to bring being brought out of the dungeon. And afterward, Moses went out of the garden of Rimmel and was behind the house, and he started praying to the Lord Almighty. And then while he looked, there was a sapphire stick was placed in the ground. Bottom line, and I'm just going to paraphrase it.
Okay.
He took it out of the ground, and it was the stick or the rod or the staff that created heaven and earth. Now, Jewish tradition, this stick or the staff of God, the ruler of judge in the whole earth, was handed down to all the chief men and his Melchizedek.
Why getting the blessing and the birthright was so important.
Exactly.
That makes
sense. Because it was handed down. Okay?
Wow. That's some serious power.
We know, and we know about it, but the thing is we've overlooked it, at least I have, for most of my adult life, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the staff is connected with Moses and Aaron. He used the staff to head, you know, several different deals, okay? Yep. But the staff... turned the serpent. It turned into a serpent.
And ate the serpent of the. That's right. That's right.
And the magician. That's right. Next to the 7-11-12, and it was used by Moses to part the Red Sea, in Exodus 14:13, and not long after that, God called Moses to retrieve the staff from his holy place and use it to split a rock, which is pure spring water, and when the Israelites were dying of thirst. Okay. Now, if you go in Exodus 4:20, Moses took his wife and his sons and had them ride on a donkey, and he went back to the land of Egypt, where Moses took the staff of God in his hand. My point is, if you go to Exodus 17:9, it refers again to the staff of God. But it goes on. The staff of God, or the rod of God, in Exodus 4:17-20, And when he was smitten by the rod, the waters of Egypt, when he hit the rod, the waters of Egypt became blood red. And when the rod was stretched over the streams, frogs came up.
Wow.
And when the dust was smitten by the rod, it became light. That's these are all in Exodus.
Yeah.
Last one's Exodus 8:16-20. And when the rod was stretched outward to heaven in Exodus 9:23, the locusts came up. And it goes on and on and on.
Powerful.
About this rod.
Powerful.
And how powerful it was. How many times have we heard this? Psalm 23, the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Over and over and over.
He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul, and he leads me to pass the righteous.
Rod and my
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff
comfort me.
Okay?
Wow.
Now, it's in Ezekiel 37:19, where it's called the stick of Judah, to say to them, this is the Lord God. Behold, I am about to take the stick of Joseph. I'm sorry, not Judah. The stick of Joseph. Mm-hmm. I'm about to take the stick of Joseph into the hand of Ephraim and the tribes of Israel associated with him. In Ezekiel 37:19, what he's talking about, and make them, he says, it goes on, it says, I'll make them one stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and then be me one in my hand. What he's saying is that the end day, he's going to take the Gentile church and the Jewish church and combine them together.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
That's kind of what's happening right now.
Huh.
What I want to end on.
Okay.
Is all right. If you go to... Jesus says in Matthew 6:22, the eye is the lamp of our body. If your eyes are good, your whole body is full of light. And you talked about, it's now happened to me several times to a much broader extent, but people seeing shadows or objects out of the corner of their eyes and what's going on. And if you go to Luke 11:33-38, the light is in you. It says, no one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar under a basket, but on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your body is healthy and full of light. But if your But if it's bad, your body is full of darkness.
Right.
Like I say, guys, I binge watch John and Luke, and I haven't done Matthew yet for a specific reason.
Okay.
During when I was watching them, I was totally immersed. They're about 3.5-4 hours long, each one.
Yeah.
Okay. And in that time frame, and I can only qualify with this, and back, there is so many strange things that's happened to me, guys, in the last year and a half. I mean, number one, dying.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming back. Excuse me. Number two, being diagnosed with lung cancer, and then being told, I don't know, 3 weeks ago that I'm 99.9% cured.
Awesome.
And then this. I'm thin watching, and then all of a sudden, I drink Gatorade all day long, Gatorade and water.
Sure,
okay?
Electrolytes.
I go to reach my Gatorade glass, and it's not there. And I'm looking, and it's not there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like then I have a left hand and a right hand, but now I've got two of them. I've got two right hands and two left hands. And I'm thinking I'm going crazy. I'm getting old. I'm going crazy. So this happened when my wife was home. And I went to reach for the glass, knocked it over, and broke in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it opened. My point is that this gets emotional at the end, but my point is this. The rod of God, I believe, with everything that we're facing as human beings right now,
mm-hmm.
we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
The rod of God hit the earth, I think.
I hope so.
I'm seeing these different deals in a different, I don't know, sphere, whatever you want to call it, dimension opened up.
Yep.
And there stood thousands upon thousands of angels on white horses.
Wow.
And I'm going, holy cow, what is this?
They're here.
And I was dumbfounded, guys. I just. It blew me away, and it's emotional just even talking about it.
I bet.
But, I mean, I go, wow. And then it happened again. The first time is when I looked to Luke, uh-huh. and then I've done it to John. And I'm almost afraid to watch Matthew. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'll bet.
I don't know what's going to happen next. But my point is, I don't know why I died and came back and been able to see things that I've seen.
I do.
But the angels are there. Whatever they are doing or trying to do, they forgot one important factor, God.
Amen. I love it.
Here. Guys, I appreciate you taking my call.
I love you, man. Take care of yourself.